with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump threatens to seize Iran's main oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Trump has told the Financial Times the U.S. has, quote, a lot of options, and that troops could stay on the island for a while. Iran has threatened to mine the Persian Gulf if its territory is invaded. The U.S. and Israel kept up attacks on Iran, even as early ceasefire talks showed some progress. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday, Trump said the U.S. has been negotiating with Iran both directly and indirectly.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
Trump also said Iran has agreed to let 20 oil ships pass through the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Mike Hempen.
Cuba will soon get a big delivery of much-needed oil from Russia.
Cuba is preparing to receive a sanctioned Russian oil tanker as the island struggles under a U.S. oil blockade. Cuban authorities say the tanker is due to arrive on Monday at the port of Matanzas. It comes a day after President Donald Trump said he had no problem with the delivery. The U.S. crackdown has cut Cuba off from key oil shipments, the shortages triggering blackouts and fuel lines. It's also strained hospitals and public transport. Experts say the cargo could be turned into diesel, covering the daily amount for the country for about 10 days. I'm Charles DeLaZette.
The countdown has begun towards humanity's first launch to the moon in 53 years at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. The 32-story Space Launch System rocket is poised to blast off Wednesday evening with four astronauts. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 49 points, the Nasdaq dropped 153, the S&P 500 lower by 25. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes a look at gay marriage worldwide.
It was 25 years ago this week that the Netherlands became the first nation on Earth to make it legal for people of the same sex to enter into a legal marriage. Since that day, nearly 40 countries have followed suit, including the United States. Still, gay marriage is largely unheard of in large swatches of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, the Far East, and in Africa. The practice is mostly confined to Western Europe and the Americas. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes are now excluded from female events at the Olympics after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy. It aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. The IOC says eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females. This is SRN News. U.S. stocks drop in another shaky day as oil prices keep climbing.
Stocks ended mostly lower after a wobbly day of trading on Wall Street. Crude oil prices kept climbing because of uncertainty about when the war with Iran might end. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 49 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%. Crude oil prices rose again. The international benchmark, Brent crude, added 2% to close at a little over $107 a barrel. Seth Suto, New York.
In other news, the law requiring that most materials in federally funded affordable housing are made in America is fully kicking in, but it's wreaking havoc on affordable developments. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.